Good morning. You're listening to 88.3 WLIW FM Local News. I'm Michael Mackey. The annual lottery for the upcoming bow hunting season for deer will be held at Riverhead Town Hall this evening at 6 p.m. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that participants must be Riverhead Town residents or property owners in possession of a New York State deer hunting license, big game tag, and bow hunter education certificate. Participants must be present in person for this evening's lottery. The Riverhead Town Board is designated for deer hunting during the archery season, portions of town-owned land within the Calverton Enterprise Park, as well as property at 1751 Sound Avenue in Calverton, and property on Middle Road in Riverhead. The lottery is run by Riverhead Town's Wildlife Management Advisory Committee, which sets rules for the conduct of the hunt. After gas prices soared to new heights, even crossing the $5 mark months ago, fuel costs have gone in the other direction. The question now is, how low will they go and how long will they stay there? Gas prices nationwide have been falling daily for 3 months, 95 consecutive days on Long Island, as of yesterday to be exact, due to declining consumer demand and oil prices, growing recession fears, the slow implementation of European sanctions on Russian oil imports, and other factors, fuel industry experts say. Torian Parrish reports on Newsday.com that the average price of a gallon of regular gas on Long Island on Sunday was $3.51, 30% lower than the price June 15th when it hit a record high of $5.05, according to AAA. The average price a year earlier was $3.28 per gallon. The wholesale price of gas suggests that retail prices will continue to fall for the next couple of weeks, said Scott Hoyt, Senior Director of Consumer Economics at Moody's Analytics in Westchester, Pennsylvania. New York State residents could see gas price hikes statewide, roughly 19 cents more per gallon for Long Islanders in January due to fuel tax breaks expiring. The state's motor fuels tax was rolled back under a tax holiday that started June 1st as part of efforts to offset high gas prices and will run through December 31st. Suffolk County's tax cap will expire December 1st. Two water main projects in Southold expected to greatly improve the water distribution capabilities within the town of Southold are underway, according to Suffolk County Water Authority and town officials. Jean-Paul Salamanca reports on Newsday.com that the Suffolk County Agency, which is based in Hauppauge, announced recently that a water main project on Main Road in the Southold Hamlet is ongoing. The project is designed to improve water distribution in the downtown area by connecting two large water mains in that location. It will replace nearly 4,000 feet of water main pipes that agency officials described as aging and undersized and install larger ductile iron water mains. The new pipes are more durable and resistant to breaks and are expected to last more than 100 years, Suffolk County water officials said. In addition, the agency announced it has just finished installing nearly 5,000 feet of 16-inch ductile iron water main on Wickham Avenue in Mattituck. The new installation is part of the Water Authority's North Fork Water Supply Plan, designed to help move water more efficiently within the North Fork region. Jeffrey Zabo, Suffolk County Water Authority's Chief Executive Officer, said both projects will greatly improve water pressure and fire protection in those areas. A team of cybercriminals is claiming responsibility for the ransomware attack on Suffolk County's internet technology systems. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone Friday night confirmed that information posted yesterday on the dark web indicates a threat actor has claimed responsibility for the current cyber incident in Suffolk County. According to databreaches.net, a website that monitors and publishes information about data breaches, a group known as ALPHV, or Black Cat, posted information on its dark website yesterday. As elections move into the home stretch, a key question is, will Donald Trump's continued presence hurt the GOP in blue state New York? Congressman Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for governor, has linked up with the ex-president and his son in a drive to raise much-needed campaign cash, triggering Democrats to raise Zeldin's pro-Trump voting record in Congress and his vote against certifying the 2020 election. Zeldin of Shirley, Long Island, says Trump is not on the ballot in November and Democrats are overplaying the issue. But the investigation about the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol and the recent discovery of classified materials from Trump's Florida home keep the former president in the national news when Republican candidates in New York want to steer the conversation to crime and inflation. Yancey Roy reports on Newsday.com that this is a dilemma for Republican candidates in blue states such as New York. Embrace Trump or distance him? Susan Del Persio, a Republican political strategist based in New York City, told Newsday, whether Republicans want to invoke Trump or not, he inserts himself into the news. In New York, Republican candidates want to talk about the economy, inflation, and crime. But Donald Trump is louder than that, and he also serves as a motivator on the left, end quote. The former president headlined a Zeldin fundraiser on Labor Day weekend. Former Governor George Pataki, the last Republican to win a statewide election in New York, told the New York Post that embracing Trump was not a winning strategy here. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.